Welcome to Hour 2 of Sports Saturday on KLBJ with hosts Ed and Ben Clements. They're taking calls at 512-836-0590 or toll-free at 877-590-KLBJ.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome back to Dirty Martin's Place. This is the End Zone Club on KLBJ, proudly brought to you by Pokey Joe's Barbecue, Howery Breen and Herman Attorneys at Law, Plains Capital Bank, Sue Patrick at 5222 Burnett Road, S&B Amusements, and by Dirty Martin's Place. I'm Ed Clements. Ben is on special assignment. He may be calling in just a little bit, but my buddy Mark Brooks is still with us as we are watching the final twosome play number 18 at Augusta National. What a thrilling afternoon it has been. Right now, the lone leader at minus seven after a one under par 71, Scotty Scheffler, the former Longhorn. Colin Morikawa, the two-time major winner, is one back at minus six. Max Homa at minus five. Ludwig Olberg, the former Texas Tech Red Raider, at minus four. We're watching Bryson DeChambeau. Oh, he hit an eagle. He just made an eagle on 18, Mark Brooks. Wow.
Well, I assume that was his drive. It was so far down there.
Wow, what a shot. Bryson DeChambeau was at minus two. Now he's at minus four, and he's right back in this thing.
Well, yeah, he is.
What a shot that was.
Actually, they're showing it as a birdie.
Oh, they're showing it as a birdie?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry for my excitement.
No, that's okay. It's still exciting. It landed about 5 feet right of the hole, jump pass, suck back right in the middle.
Wow.
I think that was actually a poor tee shot.
It was. You're right. They just posted the score.
Pitched to there and
it
out.
He's now at minus three, so he's four back. That's a hell of a birdie, though. That's a working man birdie for Bryson DeChambeau at number 18.
It is, and we saw that ball up in the right-hand side of the back bunker. That looks like Max Homa's second shot from the fairway, so not in a good spot.
It's been a great afternoon of golf. We're at Dirty Martin's Place, our home away from home. Need to come on by. They'll have sports on TV tonight. The Major League Baseball package they have. Also, NBA basketball action as Bryson DeChambeau gets the ball out of the cup after his unlikely birdie on his final hole. He started the day at 6-under, so he shot a 3-over 75 today. A 3-over 75 today for Bryson DeChambeau. Explain again, and by the way, talking about DeChambeau, what about these new clubs he has?
Scotty knows more than I do.
We're talking about it. Just had some $10,000 golf clubs, but as we all know, he used to play the Adele single lean golf clubs, and then when he signed pro, he abandoned Adele golf and went somewhere else, but he's a single-length guy. But, hey, whatever he hit back there worked beautifully for him.
Well, that little whatever we call it, a sand wedge, it worked better there than it did on 15 from about 40 yards short right of the green. He one-linked it right in the pond, a little sod layover. That was really part of his undoing, was the double at 15.
Yeah.
You know, a hole he can hit driver to mid-iron to, he walked off with a double.
Let's talk about Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler at minus seven. He finishes the day with a one under 71, but he had it to 8-under after three holes today, and had it as to 4-under at number 11 after he had doubled number 10. Up and down day for the former Longhorn. Mark, talk about his performance.
Well, it was probably a wild day for Scotty, even emotionally. He triple fist pumped after his eagle on 15, which is unusual for Scotty. It is the Masters. It's a big deal. And even for him, this is a important event, big historical. Permanent, a lot of permanence involved with winning one of these. If he we know he'll keep his wits together tomorrow. I mean, the odds are 99.9% that happens. If he plays anywhere near a reasonable game, my question would be, how many shots are you willing to spot the number one player in the world, Scotty Scheffler, going into tomorrow? A couple at best?
Yeah, maybe. The guy is unflappable to me. I was messaging with his father last night, Scott Scheffler Sr., and I just said, continue success, go get him. He says, he's really trying hard, Ed. He's really trying hard, which he does, but he is the number one player in the world. Colin Morikawa is a two-time major winner. Max Homa still to finish up. He's putting now on number 18. This is for par. That would keep him within two of the leaders in the final match, and he makes that putt for par. So
that was a good save there.
It was a very good save for Max Homa. Max Homa has never won a major, but this guy's very solid. He's won on beautiful tracks. He's won at Riviera, among others. So Homa is going to be at lone third place at minus five.
Augusta is not your mama's Riviera, let me just remind you of that. Okay? This is a fairly intense, let's call on more on edge, Augusta, which is kind of going to be fun to watch. It's a five-player game right now. DeChambeau, 3-under. Oberg, 4-under. Homa, 5. Morikawa, 6, playing with Scotty. And he's going to take a one-shot lead into the final round.
So you are discounting the twos, Shotley, Davis?
I am discounting the twos.
Discounting the twos?
No, Cam Davis and Højgaard, I'm discounting. And the ones, good night, play for third. They're playing for third. They're giving him six shots. Scotty Scheffler's not going to pull a Greg Norman tomorrow, okay? It's not going to happen. Now, I'm not saying he for sure is going to win. I mean, Colin is very capable.
Right.
And as great as Scotty Scheffler's iron play and as all his ball striking has been, when Colin Morikawa's on, there's not many people on the planet that are as accurate with their irons as he is. And obviously, he's kind of got it going right now.
How big for the Scotty Scheffler psyche was it to birdie number 18 to get seven and get one shot in front of Colin Morikawa?
Not bigger than the eagle at 13. That was huge. He was reeling a little bit. He'd, you know, doubled 10, bogeyed 11, scraped a par out at 12. Hit a good shot into 13. It didn't end up really as good as it should have. It kind of peeled away from the hole, and then he drained that. That was a huge, I'm going to call it, energy and momentum changer. And he got it to the house pretty well.
So the back nine, he had an eagle on the 13, a birdie on 15, and those are the holes you gotta make hay while the sun shines, especially for a long hitter like Scotty Scheffler.
I mean, his back nine's nuts. Double 10, bogey 11, par 12, eagle 13, par 14, birdied 15, really nice putt. Two putted from the fringe at 16. He bogeyed 17 after airmailing the green and made a phenomenal birdie at 18. Really, really fine second shot in there. Closest we saw in the last 2 hours by miles.
Yeah. Okay, the leaderboard once again. Scotty Scheffler minus 7. Colin Morikawa minus 6. Max Homa minus 5. Ludvig Åberg at minus 4. And Bryson DeChambeau at minus 3.
Scotty Scheffler was the favorite 3 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago, starting the week. He is going into Masters Sunday. He's still the massive favorite.
He is a massive favorite. We need to take a break. After this break, look who just walked in the room, the man they call Jeff Ward. Yes, he did, Kyle, 102.7 ESPN. We're going to talk to Jeff, continue our discussion of the Masters and much, much more when we return to Dirty Martin's Place right after this on KLBJ. I'm Ed Clements along with my buddy Mark Brooks, the 1996 PGA champion. And guess who is here at Dirty's? Ladies and gentlemen, the man they call Jeff Ward has made an appearance here. Hello, Kimo Sabe. How are you?
Well, my bus let me off right over here, and I was strolling along campus just thinking about the old days, and I got hungry and thirsty.
Yeah.
And then I was at the bar here.
Right.
And they said, hey, don't you know that old guy in the back? And I said, I don't know. And
Ed
they
Clements?
Said, if you just say you know Clements, you get to drink free. And I said, okay, I know Clements.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
It's good to see you enjoying a Carbach, Love Street Blonde, whatever
Love
the
Street
hell that
Blonde,
is.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't ask about the Cabernet here.
Mm-hmm.
So
let me say, this is kind of neat because All-American kicker Jeff Ward, All-American golfer Mark Brooks. You guys know each other? You guys know each other?
No, he's way younger than
yeah.
I
am. Yeah. Don't worry, Mark. Ed usually projects me like 30 years ahead of time. According to him, I was on the 1969 National Championship team with a square toe.
That's right.
And a neck roll.
That's funny.
We've been watching this golf tournament. Scotty Scheffler is the leader by one over Colin Morikawa. We've got our bet. I've already won one bottle of wine.
You're about to win, too.
Because Tiger Woods made the cut. We had that bet when you were in Augusta. And then I have America, and you've got the world.
I've got the rest of the world, and unless some Danish guy shoots 62 tomorrow, I'm out of luck.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But what if Scotty Scheffler leaves for his baby?
Well, we haven't even talked about that.
Have you not talked about that?
No.
Well, look, I come to a golf show, and I have to tell you what's going on.
Well, he's talked about that. His wife.
Yeah, he said, now, you guys correct me if this is true, but she could go into labor any time, and he said yesterday that he would stop mid-hole and go.
Wow. Brooks, any comments about that? As your wife Cynthia is right here, did you?
Yeah, you watch out.
You
be
watch
careful
out
what
there.
You say.
Well, y'all just spotted me there. I'm going to say there's some medication that could maybe slow that down. I would say, Doc, is there any chance I could be in Dallas by, let you pick up an hour.
Right.
Going west, 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
She can hold it off till 10 p.m. tomorrow night. He should be safe.
Well, that was,
he'll
I guess,
out about
is that when he would roll in, about 10?
Well, they're going to putt out about 7.
Okay-ish.
And actually, they allow for playoffs, so it could even be 6:45, 5:45 Texas time.
You know what I thought when I heard about that? I thought most dudes won't stop watching the Masters while their wife is having
true.
A baby. Right? They won't get off the couch.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is saying he'll stop. He's in one of the, but you guys know, one of the best runs.
Mm.
He wins this one. I mean, it's Tiger Woods-like.
I just think there's going to be some negotiating this evening, so.
Yeah.
It is
maybe
interesting.
Maybe she can have another one, and I will not miss the next one. I will not miss the next one.
Yeah.
Well, we had this, I guess, in the U.S. Open one year when Amy Mickelson was about to have a baby, and that's when your friend, the late Payne Stewart, won, and Mickelson went to San Diego, and his wife had the baby, so I guess that was the last time it came into play, I guess. I don't know.
That's some pressure on that OBGYN. That is some, and the anesthesia, everybody.
Slow it down.
Yeah, slow
just,
it down.
Just slow down a little
you
bit.
You slow it down.
Just slow down.
Did you watch any golf today? Or did you?
Yeah.
Your thoughts on Scotty Scheffler and Colin Morikawa and these guys?
He's on a ridiculous run. I mean, it's, when was the last time somebody was this hot who wasn't named Tiger Woods?
Who was it?
Who's been this hot that wasn't named Tiger Woods?
Y'all don't like it, but he had to buy a ticket this week.
Oh, Greg Norman.
I mean, not majors, but, yeah, he was on a run.
Did he really have to buy a ticket this week? Did you see him?
I thought he showed up with nobody knew he was going to. That's what I heard, too. He bought a ticket.
He did buy a ticket. I mean, of course, we're going to believe his son was actually quoted, so his son found him a ticket.
Yeah. Well, he's a former major winner.
On that phantom secondary market.
Yes. So he didn't get well, you got the spoils of having a couple of tickets.
I mean, Fred Couples took a jab at him, said, you know, basically, you got 13 players in the field and you couldn't get a ticket out of one of your 13 guys. I mean, that is a little odd if you think about it.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate Freddie. I mean, come on, man. Let's leave each other alone. We've had enough of this garbage, but you would think one of the 13 guys could have had a spare pass.
Yeah, you would think.
Is he on the outs with all of them?
I doubt it.
Oh.
I mean, as long as the checks are clearing, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
If you wonder, if they say everybody's so
happy
out there.
Do they get checks or just get cash up front?
Either way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the check's clear. We're happy.
So, I'm looking at the list, and DeChambeau is going to be 4 shots back. He's a Saudi Arabian supporter. And after that, he supports the regime in Saudi Arabia.
Remember,
by the way, did you hear that Iran is attacking?
Yeah.
I don't mean to make light of that, but you know, bad.
Yeah,
but he's the only Saudi guy left in this thing, and he's going to face a challenge of being 4 back. Can he do it?
He had arguably the worst 2.5 minutes of the last 3 years on CNN. He did an interview on CNN, and I don't know who told him to do it, but it could not have gone worse. He tried to explain away why he was joining, because, you know, he was early on.
Yeah.
And he tried to explain it, and it was a train wreck, an absolute train wreck.
I saw that interview.
It could not have gone worse for the guy.
No, if you could have deleted that, it would have been.
Yeah.
You would have literally taken a sword to not let that get out.
Yeah.
You look at tomorrow, Scotty Scheffler, if he wins, he will match Ben Crenshaw with two green jackets, which is pretty awesome. Of course, Jordan has one. Ben has two. He is the number one player in the world, and he's proving it. I think John Rahm thinks he's number one, but John Rahm is well down that list today. But he's going to be in rarefied air, fellas, if he wins tomorrow.
It's a pretty good year. What will he end up with if he wins tomorrow? How much will he have made already in 2024?
A lot.
A lot of money. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably made – he'll have made $10 or $15 million in a month.
You want to know where he is right now? 11-5.
11-5 this year alone?
Yeah, that's not counting any extra.
That's not counting the endorsements.
So this one will be 4-plus.
Okay, so...
Because they don't announce their purse here until basically Monday. And these checks will clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to be $16 million in 2 months. Just winnings.
Well, I mean, they started in, what, late January? So he had to work a little bit in February, March. Right? 3 months, to be fair.
3 months.
He was the favorite this week. He'll be the favorite
he'll be the favorite every week.
Next month is the PGA.
It would take Roy McIlroy winning two or three in the next, let's say, five or six events that he plays for him to even, you know, for someone to start considering Rory the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another major in 4 weeks.
That's the PGA Championship.
Four-plus weeks.
And it is where Mark won his major.
That's not why I brought it up. Ed.
Well, I did.
This is all about gambling odds. You're gambling now.
I'm just talking about Valhalla, where you won your 1996 PGA Championship.
So Scotty Scheffler can retire at 27.
He could have retired at 25,
yeah,
actually.
Okay.
24.
25.
And which is what John Rahm said. Do you recall?
Yeah.
I've got enough money.
Yeah.
I don't need the money.
Yeah.
But $400 million changed his mind. He unretired. He decided he needed, let's just call it 10 or 12X.
Do you think the money is so big it's...
That's big money.
Yeah, no, that's crazy money. But, I mean, it's got to take the edge off almost completely. I mean, Dustin Johnson, I don't even, what does he even do anymore? Just tan with his wife?
He plays 54-hole shotgun start events.
Hold that thought. We've got to
really?
Take a break for the news right here on News Radio 590 KLBJ. I'm Ed Clements along with former PGA champion Mark Brooks and former Longhorn All-American Jeff Ward.
Are you really going to do that?
I'm really going to do that.
Oh,
we'll have more from Dirty Martin's Place when we return to the End Zone Club here on KLBJ. Welcome back to the End Zone Club, live from Dirty Martin's Place. I'm Ed Clements. Our show proudly brought to you by Pokey Joe's Barbecue, Howery Breen and Herman, attorneys at law, Plains Capital Bank, Sue Patrick at 5222 Burnett Road, S&B Amusements, and by Dirty Martin's Place. I'm Ed Clements, along with Mark Brooks, the 1996 PGA champion, and our great friend Jeff Ward has graced us with his presence tonight.
I'm just waiting for you to talk about my clothes. So whenever that happens, just let me know.
Well, you just look – okay, you look pretty good tonight. You got the black shirt working and the blue jeans. You must be going to some Suave event tonight or something. You don't wear that to go see the Q2s, the trees play.
No, that's not what I wear to see the trees play.
No?
Yeah. Wherever the bus takes me, man.
You going to big art gallery?
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah,
this is
art show tonight.
Brooks, I work with a Renaissance man.
You know
what I mean?
Or something like that.
Or something
I don't know
like which
one that is.
Well,
yeah.
I listen to y'all often.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Mark, do you think I dress like an Italian woman?
Not tonight.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
I said that a few weeks ago.
Because you don't have your heels on. You've left your heels. Maybe you left them in the car.
Yeah.
He's just a suave dresser. You just dress for success, right?
Well, probably not, but thanks. I thought we talked about football, but that doesn't happen.
You want to talk about football?
I'd love to.
Okay.
I've got down here. Williams Daniels May.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you like?
Draft?
I don't bet.
What is that? What is Williams? What are you talking about?
He's got the three quarterbacks.
He's reading ESPN the draft. Well, you're rambling on about some golf thing.
We're done with the Masters.
Okay.
That'll be tomorrow afternoon about two.
Okay, they got the spring football game Saturday at DKR Texas Memorial Stadium. Steve Sarkisian and the guys will play next Saturday, 1 o'clock will be the kickoff. We'll be on the air after the game with that. We learned this week that Quinn Ewers, the quarterback of the Longhorns, now has a new name, image, likeness client. It is a jet leasing service.
Yeah, private jets.
Private jets.
You said he has a client.
Well, it's these sponsoring.
They're paying him.
They're paying him.
Did he buy the jet service?
No, he
probably
didn't buy. Okay. He could. But
does he fly separately from the team?
Pardon me, Coach Sarkisian. I'm going private.
He and Arch Manning take their own jet.
But isn't that something? Is that not incredible? I'm with two former All-Americans.
Yeah, times have slightly changed for Mark and I. We were lucky to get a pitcher of beer somewhere.
Paid. 50-cent pitchers.
Yep.
But he's got an Aston Martin.
Yeah.
He's got a Chevy dealership. And now he's got an attorney, not sponsoring this show, not Howie Breen and Herman attorneys at law.
Look out.
Yeah. But it's phenomenal to think he's got a private jet service that he can. I'm sure part of the deal is they're paying him cash, Jeff, and getting some hours, too. How cool is that?
Yeah. It's not a bad gig.
I mean, right now we're living in this world of get it while you can.
Yeah.
Get it while you can, and, you know, the consequences be damned.
I didn't even know there were any consequences.
Well,
there are none yet.
There are, because a lot of these guys, this will be the only big money they actually make.
Yeah, I know.
They're not going to necessarily make it at the next level.
Right.
That's a proven fact. There is empirical data to support that.
Yeah.
So of these three I just named, these quarterbacks, one of them will turn out, I'm not going to say a dud, but one of them will turn out not to be a hot shot.
I think there could be.
Of six that are drafted, I would bet you half of those flame out.
That's
2021,
my point, yeah.
There were six of them drafted. Three of them are going to be out of a job before next season. Zach Wilson of the Jets is a dumpster fire. What's his name? Patriots.
Sam Howell. Mac Jones.
All the same draft.
Yeah. Yep. Sam Howell for Washington. Yeah. He's going to be replaced. But who's going to be the bust? I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be a bust. Drake May, I don't think he's going to be a bust.
Well, you don't?
We don't know.
He might. I mean, people said the same. Every team talks themselves into believing that they're going to be better than they are. And you stick these guys. Quarterback is what's around them.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
And you know, you stick these guys, you know, Brock Purdy got to live the dream. He's surrounded by a bunch of all pros. But you go stick a guy, some rookie's not going to carry a bad Patriots team. Some rookie's not going to carry a bad Jets team. It's going to be a mess. And they're going to take the blame for it. And they'll get run out of the league in 3 years.
And I feel bad for the guys, because now that's nobody likes to talk about it, but they're going to all deal with mental health issues. By the time they're 24, 25,
yeah,
they'll be done. They'll be traded around and...
Oh,
it's going to be rough.
Zach Wilson of the New York Jets. Good Lord, that guy. You know what I mean?
They can't even dump him off on anyone. No one will take him.
No,
they can't get it. They couldn't get a six pack of beer for the guy.
For sure.
But he got paid. You know, he got that money up front.
Still dates his mother's friends.
Wait, what?
He dates his mother's friends. I've told you this before.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a man about
he
Gotham
dates
City.
His mother's friends.
Yes,
they're young.
They're young.
Yeah,
that's
young
right.
Friends.
That's right.
Well, they're not as young as him.
No, but you got to be open-minded
Where
about this.
Where do you get that information?
TMZ,
Where did this come from?
The National Enquirer, Daily Mail, New York Post.
Has he got a video out?
I don't think so.
Let me see your phone.
I don't think so.
Is it on your phone?
Jeff, I want to ask you, Mark, did you ever meet O.J. Simpson? In your time strong. Did you ever party with O.J.?
How did you segue into
exactly?
I'm just talking other sports. O.J. passed away this week at age 76
did
in Las Vegas.
Is that alleged?
It's not alleged.
He was an alleged murderer.
Well, yeah, sort of.
You know, I have to believe that at some point in my travails around the Riviera Country Club, so I spent a lot of time there, I'm sure I did meet him. In fact, I'm sure I did meet him.
Did you play a round of golf with him?
I did not play a round of golf with him.
Okay.
That I did not.
Did,
so.
Did he cheat and you caught him and then you got scared thinking he might stab me in the neck?
Let's just say we didn't run in the same circles. The guys that were hosting me at the club were not in the same circles.
I bring it up because O.J. Simpson's estate is set to fight the payouts to the Brown and Goldman families. Isn't that sad? They're trying to protect the estate. He owes $33.5 million judgments awarded by a California civil jury.
Which now, with interest, it's $100 million, I've heard.
Yeah.
But I don't know what his estate would be. The only,
I don't either.
The only thing he should have been able to keep, he couldn't even keep his Heisman, was the pension. That was untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else, why everything else wouldn't be taken.
That pension's got to be really nice, too, as you'd expect.
I would think so.
Is it like a PGA pension, your pension? I don't mean to get
into
business.
I don't know what they get. It's probably $150,000 a year or something.
Yeah.
It's nothing outrageous.
But you get
I'm
a pension from the PGA,
don't I don't
you?
Get a pension. We don't have pensions.
You don't have anything?
No.
What do you mean?
These
I thought you
are,
did.
We have deferred.
They were the ultimate 1099 guys.
We have a deferred income retirement plan.
Okay.
And that does come with 1099s.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
right.
A great plan. I'm not knocking the plan, but it's not a pension plan in its actual makeup.
Right.
It's actually a deferred income plan.
Okay. Sort of like our Waterloo Media deferred income plan we have.
Oh, really?
So are we saying OJ's
like
is he worth
sandwich?
More dead than alive?
Pardon me?
Is he worth more as being dead?
He might be.
I can't imagine he has $33.5 million.
He doesn't.
Hold up someplace.
They've never paid anything.
And the memorabilia is gone because that's why he went to jail.
Yeah.
So we don't have that.
Armed robbery.
If you have an O.J. Simpson card now, is it worth a lot?
I bet it is.
I bet it is.
Yeah, it'd be a black market, though.
Huh.
Black.
I don't know.
Market. Dark, deep down in there. The deep, dark web would pay for that. No one's going to pay that.
No, I think people would pay
unless
that.
Unless it goes to the other families.
Hmm. Yeah.
They would do that.
Yeah. Auction off the card and give it away back
sure.
to the family?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you had an O.J. Simpson card, would you invite someone to your house and show it to them?
Probably. I probably would.
I think you would.
Because I'm a collector of sports memorabilia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got Mark Brooks autographs.
What happened to the Bronco?
Oh, the Bronco, the
it's
white
sold
Bronco.
It sold on Pawn Stars.
No kidding.
Yes, it did. It sold on Pawn Stars.
Wow. The white Bronco. What'd you say, Kyle? Kyle, you're chiming in on... What's that, Kyle? Speaking of us, Kyle.
They didn't want it?
They didn't want it? Huh. Interesting.
I'll take Marvin Harrison Jr.
The wide receiver
from
Ohio
State. Yeah,
you
can have all those quarterbacks.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I think the guy in Washington is better than he is.
Maybe. But, you know, who are your favorite Dallas Cowboys going to draft?
Well, we had a story Jeff and I talked about that some people say the Cowboys need to draft a quarterback.
Some people, I said it.
What's that?
I said that. Not well, some people.
Well, the former general manager of the Jets said it, and then when I prompted you, you said it this week.
Yeah, I think they will.
I don't think they will. I think that would be asinine to do.
Well, that doesn't mean they won't do it.
Well, that's Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones.
I think they are. I think, if they don't now, what are they going to do next year? I mean, it's a better quarterback draft now.
It is.
You're going to find somebody far better unless, and I'm not kidding around when I say this, unless...
Go ahead.
Unless Quinn Ewers plays down, you know, right down the street.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But, you know, I mean, there's not going to be that many good quarterbacks next year.
No, I don't think that this is a year.
If they draft a quarterback, then... What I think is the end of Dak Prescott anyway is going to be the end of Dak Prescott.
Mark was just saying, thanks, I'm leaving now. Yeah, Mark was just showing it. We talked about this week, Mark, while you're at a Masters, that Tom Brady is not threatening, he says he might play late in the year. I think that's stupid. I think it's asinine. He's got the big Fox contract, and I think he's just lonely.
So is that more ludicrous
lonely?
Than the new kickoff rule?
Well, no.
Wait. Tom Brady's lonely?
Well, he's lonely. So we're talking about Giselle
really?
Is now with a karate teacher.
Yeah. You
and
think
he's
Tom's
lonely.
Having a hard time on Bumble?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
You know why he's wanting to do it? He can't get his golf handicap down. He's stuck on
you
about
think
a
Tom
I think
Brady
he's stuck
is
on
lonely.
A seven.
He may be lonely.
Tom Brady cannot get a date, huh?
I'm just saying, Jeff, why would you go on a podcast and say I may play late in the season? Man, it's frustrating. He may be frustrated sexually. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm just speculating.
Again, I'm going to bet not.
I think it's golf. It's golf related.
Golf related?
Yeah, he can't get his handicap under seven. He's having trouble breaking 80. Let's go play football again.
So screw it. I'm going to play football at 50.
He tried the golf thing. It didn't work.
Yeah. Is he a bad golfer?
Oh, he's a good golfer. Any good golfer, Brooks? He's a good golfer.
Who are we comparing him to?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Scotty Scheffler
or Ed Clements.
Clements.
Yes.
Is his swing better than Ed's? Tom Brady versus Ed Clements' swing.
Given all the physical barriers, Ed is far more efficient with his golf swing
nice.
Than
Fantastic.
Tom Brady.
See? Look at that.
Tom Brady is an elite athlete.
Yeah.
He ought to be able to hit it 350 yards in the air and have
pound
a,
for pound,
be a plus
Ed
six.
Gets more out of his golf swing than Tom Brady. I like that.
No question.
Thank you
nice.
Very much, bro. I really
far more efficient.
It.
Nice.
You. We got to take a break.
That's the only guy that can pull a groin swinging a golf club.
I did. I played six days in a row.
Actually, one of these turns, he hurt himself getting the club out of the bag.
No, I played 6 days in a row, and I did pull my groin while playing. It popped. It popped. And my playing partner said, "What just popped?"
For the first time.
And then my leg turned black in that area. Yeah. It was really, really – I overcame that injury.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like a stressed vein?
I don't – stop. I don't know what it was. Okay. Jeff, thank you for stopping
for
by.
Me.
Thank you. So get your microphone down there. You know,
what kind of setup is this?
Well, this is really? you gotta have mic presence.
You might as well have some walkie-talkies. What is this, a CB radio?
Breaker 19. Hey, many thanks to Jeff Ward for being on the End Zone Club tonight, and we'll have more from Dirty Martin's place right after this. We are back on the End Zone Club live from Dirty Martin's. This is the End Zone Club on KLBJ Radio, proudly brought to you by Pokey Joe's Barbecue, Howry Breen and Herman Attorneys at Law, Plains Capital Bank, Sue Patrick at 5222 Burnett Road, S&B Amusements, and by Dirty Martin's Place. I'm Ed Clements along with Mark Brooks. Thanks for Jeff Ward for stopping by for a few moments. We've been talking a lot of sports, especially the Masters Golf Tournament. Round three is over. They'll start round four tomorrow. And right now, Scottie Scheffler, the former Longhorn, is the leader at -7. Colin Mara-Cora is -6. Max Homa is at 5. And Ludvig Åberg is at -4. It's going to be a great finish, Mark. I think it's going to be fantastic. So it will be Scotty and Morikawa playing together. Two guys who know how to win major tournaments. Is that a good pairing for Scotty?
I think it's a great pairing for Scotty. I actually don't think it really matters too much who Scotty plays with, but I'm sure he likes the pairing. And they both kind of are great ball strikers. So yeah. Let's get after it.
If you could pick a dark horse tomorrow, would it be a Homa? Well, it's not a dark horse. He's only two back. Or Ludvig Åberg or DeChambeau, who birdied the last hole today, is at -3. Who can potentially win?
Well, Åberg definitely would be the dark horse. I mean, he's only been a professional now, I guess, not even quite a year. Already got a tour win under his belt. He's the one, you know, he's kind of the wild card. I mean, you can almost say he's the one that gets to go freewheel the most of anybody on this board.
Is DeChambeau too far back at 4, or is he still in the area code?
4 behind, he's at 300. No, he's not too far back, but again, we kind of, I don't know, I half beat it to death, but a lot's going to depend on whether the golf course is very scoreable tomorrow. We only had two players break 70 today out of
wow.
60. So, and by the way, Tiger does have a tee time tomorrow, so looks
good.
Like he's going to show up, which is great. He's playing with an amateur.
Good, that's kind of cool.
And that's
yeah.
very cool for the amateur's sake.
The only amateur who made the cut, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Åberg's the wild card. I think he's got the least to lose. I don't, you know, no matter how it goes, I don't think it'll have a, unless he wins, won't have any material effect on him long term. The rest of these guys, you know, we're really talking about Bryson. Xander needs to get, you know, he needs that major monkey off his back. He's been a great player for a long time. He's contended in many, many, many majors. He also is 4 back. So, I mean, you could get a surprise winner out of that group, right? Bryson or Xander.
I don't expect Scotty to have a big score tomorrow.
Never know, but if they even if he and Colin both got over par somehow, which is not unthinkable by any stretch, they immediately bring these other 4 players back into the fold.
Right. So you're saying the one unders are not going
to... They're not in good shape. I mean, you hate spotting Scotty 6.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, Colin 5, and they're both playing good.
And the weather's going to be good tomorrow, too. Now,
it will.
The Texas Longhorn Golf Team at one of my favorite places on the West Coast, Paso Tiempo, as they're playing. Talk about where the Longhorns are this week and...
Well, it's, you know, technically it's Santa Cruz, so it's out in the Bay Area, south of San Francisco. It's an old Alistair McKenzie. They've done a really nice job of, you know, renovating it, keeping it, you know, the flavor there. Really wild set of greens. It's really going to be fun for the guys. And this is on Golf Channel.
Wow.
6 to 9 p.m., Monday,
wonderful.
Tuesday, Wednesday. So a nice follow-up to your Masters. You can tune in and watch at least sometimes the Longhorns playing and other really, really good college golfers playing a really cool golf course.
Well, the boys and I were lucky enough to play Pacatiempo, and that was one of my it's in my top 10 because of just it is an absolutely beautiful golf course. Alistair McKenzie built Cypress Point down the road. He built Augusta National. It's a really special place, and everybody can play. It's a public golf course.
That's true. And I honestly love watching the college golf. I think everybody's starting to love the college golf, especially given what all has been going on with the other sides of professional golf. It's kind of refreshing to watch the college a little bit.
Texas women still playing some pretty good golf there. They play in a few weeks. They've got the Big 12 championship coming up.
They got the Big 12 next week, and it's North Houston. So good luck to those girls trying to win another Big 12 championship.
And for golf fans, men's golfers, Texas will host the regional golf tournament at the UT Golf Club. I know you're involved with that. I'm going to be involved with it, too, announcing on the first tee, so that ought to be a lot of fun coming up in May.
That is May 13 through 15 at the UT Golf Club, and I'm almost positive anyone can come out and watch, and in fact, encourage y'all to get out there and watch.
Okay, as we have about 45 seconds left, is it going to be Scotty tomorrow? Is it going to be Morikawa or somebody else?
Well, I'm going to dive right out on that limb with you and pick Scotty Scheffler to win by two or three tomorrow.
Well, I pick Scotty as well, even though Colin Morikawa is a guy who has that major experience. I think it's going to be a great, great day. I would love to see Ludvig Åberg play well just because of the Texas Tech factor, but I think it's going to be fun day tomorrow.
Well, from the entertainment standpoint, we hope there's four or five of them with a shot at it, but I trust Scotty tomorrow. I just trust him. I trust him with the wheel.
Kyle, thank you back at the studio. Thanks, everybody here at Dirty Martin's Place. Thank you, Mark Brooks. Thank you, Jeff Ward. We'll be back next week after the Orange-White game here on the End Zone Club on KLBJ.